got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Then throughout the world today, must protect the family.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today, Open Line Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Day. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Referring to people from African countries with the most vile and vulgar language.
The wall going up. Oh, you gonna listen.
I'm putting this on the bully list.
The wall going up. My biblical question. What are the steps to believing in Jesus? This is the last hour of the show this week, so we're going to move a lot of cars today. And I need to do it. I'm sleepy. I have to admit, I was up until 11:30 last night and got up this morning around 3:40, 3:45. I like doing my prayer, my silent prayer every morning. And I was so sleepy this morning. I closed my eyes only for a minute, and the minute was gone. But I'm here, and I'm glad to be here. Last night meeting Ms. Form was amazing. It was amazing. It really was. Thank you guys for showing up. Very talented guys, too. All of them. Great talent. Men of God. Sons of God. On their way back by forgiving their parents. All of them were traumatized by their mothers. And now they're forgiving her and learning to love their parents in the right way. It was mind-blowing. I don't know what to say. It was over 30 people there. Men. Thank you, guys. Kathy says, if everyone had Jesse's sense of humor, how awesome this world would be. He is amazing. Thank you. And all of me, I have it because inside, really, as of this moment, this day, and for the last 30 years, I have perfect peace on the inside. A lot of challenges, things happening outside, but I don't feel it within. When people call me names, I don't feel it. I have compassion for people because I realize they don't know what they're doing. They cannot see. And so they are hurting themselves and not me. They really can't help it. Angry people cannot see what they're doing. So I have great compassion for all people. I have no animosity, no anger toward anyone. I love all people. And I don't mean emotional love, but I have no resentment toward anyone. And I appreciate that, Kathy. Thank you. Anyone can get it if they overcome that anger. I have an article on, I write a weekly column from WordNetDaily.com, WND.com, and this week I wrote, Socialism Destroyed Black Americans. And the reason I wrote about that, because it looked like other people are not paying attention in this country, what socialism would do for you. You see some of these blacks who call the show, they can't hold a conversation, they can't respond in the right way, the men and the women. The women who have overcome and the men who have overcome do well, but those who are still in that socialist mentality, they can't communicate. Socialism is not good. And it wasn't always that way, folks. It really wasn't. I want to share something with you really fast. There is this Muslim woman by the name of Ilhan Omar. And she's in Congress. She was voted into our government. I couldn't believe it. There are two Muslims. One is a Palestinian. Can you believe? I mean, even that word scares me. And they voted for these two Muslims in our government. Now it's becoming apparent that Omar woman hate the Jews. Hate the Jews. And she also hate America. If you haven't noticed that yet, you will. This woman hate America as well. And so she's been writing and saying things about the Jews. And the Democrats are afraid. The Democrats are afraid to correct her. They will not correct this woman for a couple reasons. Number one, she's black. She's black. Number two, she's a woman. Number three, she's a victim. And number four, she's a foreigner. And the whites in the government will never correct a black woman. And the only way they will correct a black man, he would have to be a conservative Christian male. Then they will hate him and go off on him. But this woman hate the Jews, and she hate Christians. And I don't know why she was allowed to even be in our country. The House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday that condemned verbal attacks, incitement, and violence against Jews, Muslims, LGBTQ, and others as hateful expressions of intolerance. I want you to notice, they didn't pass this bill protecting white people, straight people, men and women of good, but men. But they call themselves passing a bill protecting the Jews, the Muslims, the LGBT, because they were too afraid in Congress to pass a bill naming this woman, Ilhan Omar, as being evil and hateful, because they were afraid, because she's a black female foreigner. Isn't that amazing? And they didn't pass a bill protecting Christians. They didn't pass a bill protecting Christians. White people, when will you stop being afraid? Men, when will you stop being afraid? The bill was originally named the Anti-Semitism Resolution, but was then changed to the Anti-Hate Resolution. After heavy criticism from Democrats who felt the bill was targeting the freshman Representative Omar, I rest my case. Yes, the bill was for her. She's the one that showed hatred toward the Jews. But they were too afraid to say that. And this woman, Omar, Ilhan Omar, is a Somalian. And if you go to her neighborhood, it doesn't look like America anymore. America, you are making a horrible mistake. And white people, you're continuing the mistake of not speaking up. The bill was passed through the House in a 407-23 vote decision. And all 23 nays voted, all 23 nays votes were from Republicans. Rhino Republicans are afraid too, but at least some of them stood up. I'm telling you, folks, the reason they didn't vote against this woman now is because she's black, a foreigner, a woman, and she's a Muslim. If she was a Christian, he would be out of there. Look what happened to the representative that put America first. They got rid of him real fast, the white guy. They got Stephen King. They got rid of him real fast. Why don't they get rid of Omar? She's black. She's female, she's a Muslim, and she hates the Christians and Jews. Now the Democratic Party are clearly demonstrating that they hate Christians and Jews. This is from Fox News. Nancy Pelosi, such a cowardly old woman. Nancy Pelosi had to apologize for Ilhan Omar's statement, saying she did not know the weight of what she, of her words. She ain't know the weights of her words. Here go Nancy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi forced to defend one of her controversial and high-profile freshman members.
It's up to her to explain, but I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words.
A reference to Minnesota Amazing. Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who suggested those who support Israel have dual loyalty, and that being opposed to Prime Minister Netanyahu and, quote, the occupation is not the same as being anti-Semitic.
Now, our government just gave our government over to the Muslims. You ain't seen nothing yet. That weak, dirty Nancy Pelosi has no backbones. She just turned your government over to Islam.
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
That's for sure. I tremble to think that foreigners who hate Christians and Jews are now running our country. And for all you Jew haters out there, you're hurting your own self. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. That was Nancy Pelosi's daughter that George just played. This is awful. Christians are not protected. White people are not protected. White men, period, but especially white men are not protected. I'm shaking my head. After an internal battle between the Democrats, they had to change the name of the resolution, take away the force from anti-Semitism. I mean, take away the focus. Somebody sent me a text. I can see it. Take away the focus from anti-Semitism.
The anti-Semitic resolution noted that the House of Representatives condemns anti-Semitic acts and statements as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. But after an internal battle among Democrats, the name of the resolution was changed to anti-hate and was broadened to include a wide range of bigotry victims. Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, the LGBTQ community, immigrants, and others with verbal attacks, incitement, and violence.
Amazing. What in the world is going on? All of our enemies, they named, they are protecting from us while we're left wide open to be destroyed. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. So now I'm wondering out loud, are the Muslims putting a lot of money into the Democratic Party? Are they standing up for the money as well? Because I know they're doing it because they're afraid. They don't want to be called racist. And what would the Jews do now that they see that the Democratic Party hate the Jews? Will you still be Democrats? Or will you come over to the Republican side? Wonder it out loud, because we've been telling you for a long time, the Democratic Party hate the Jews, they hate the blacks, they hate anything. That's good. Now that they got these Muslims in there and giving the power over to them, will you continue to support your own destruction? Representative Rashida Tlaib said Omar was uplifting Tlaib's Palestinian grandmother, who is in the West Bank, with her words. Why don't she go back to the over there and do that? Not here. I don't need her grandmama be lifted up in my country. Here we go.
I can tell you, when she speaks about those issues, what I hear is her trying to uplift my grandmother in Palestine, in the West Bank, and saying that there are real, actual, factual evidence to show that there's human rights violations.
Amazing. And so these Muslims are coming into our government and taking over. And because they're women, they are allowed to do it. Something like hell has not seen the fury of a woman. Isn't there something like that going on? I've read or seen it somewhere. Some Democrats are upset with the Democratic leadership.
And now some Democrats are upset leadership caved.
And when one of our colleagues invokes the classic anti-Semitic tropes, the anti-Semitic language, that Jews control the world, that Jews care only about money, that Jews cannot be loyal Americans if they also support Israel, this too must be condemned.
But they're not. A woman said it. And you can rest assured that the blacks are not going to turn against this woman. They're not going to speak the truth because this woman is black. She's one of them, they think. The last soundbite, Republican representatives are calling this a civil war in the Democratic Party.
Republicans say the shift to the left is shocking.
This is not your father's Democratic Party. If it was ever more obvious than today, I don't know when it was more obvious. They can't agree to condemn anti-Semitism.
There's a fracture, obviously, in the Democrat Party. There's a radical leftist fringe that's really intolerant, particularly towards our Jewish friends.
Amazing. And I'm sure that this woman is loving all this attention and seeing how much she can get away with. And the more both of those Muslim women get away with, the worse they are going to become. And it's clear that the men and the women, especially the white ones, are afraid of these two women. May God have mercy upon the soul of America. This is a dangerous path that you're going down with these Muslims in the government. Mark my word. Heidi is a first-time call out of Colorado. Haiti. Haiti, welcome to the show. Hola.
I'm white. How's it
going? It's okay. It's okay to be white.
Yep. Go ahead.
I'm glad you're saying that. It's okay to be white.
Yeah. More than okay. I don't even have to include okay. I just said I'm white.
That's right.
I'm part of the team. I actually was calling about the empath call that was quite a few minutes ago. Is that still okay to comment on?
Yes, the empath. Do you know what empath mean? What does that mean? Where did they come from?
Well, I think that it's just being empathetic, but it's kind of turned into something else. So basically, anyone can be an empath. Just like anyone, if you drink enough, anyone could be an alcoholic too. You know what I mean?
Is that a good thing to be a so-called empath?
Well, I don't think so. I think that, kind of after going through listening to your show and letting God reveal certain things to me in my own experiences, I think it's just sort of a form of playing God, self, a ritual to yourself. And so you re-traumatize yourself with other people's trauma, so you sort of get in the boat with them. You
amazing.
You become a part of the illusion, which really is fear. It's being a coward. So you're agreeing to things that aren't true in feeling because it's too scary to accept or say or do the truth, right?
Is that a woman's thing?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, because
it's like a lust. It's like a deep lust.
Wow.
It's our anger.
I noticed I noticed women, not all but most, believe that they can change people. They can take on their pain. They love doing that kind of stuff. That's crazy. I couldn't even handle my own pain when I had it. Ain't no way I'm taking on somebody else's pain.
Yeah. It's because we're scared. So it's out of fear, instead of being with God, it's being a child of the lie.
Yeah.
And we just find, even when we try to rectify our anger, because it comes from a lot of places, it's pretty bad,
Yeah.
We just find other ways to sort of do that ritual and, here's our secret addiction to this power and to this self, worship of self.
Amazing.
I'm worshiping someone else's heartache and I'm worshiping my own, and then I can re-traumatize myself with the past and I know how this person feels. It's just a distraction from God.
Yes.
Instead of saying, stop it, no, or whatever, we get scared and then we don't, we're not capable.
Are you overcoming that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough because it, you know, it's like ingrained in us. You know, I grew up just it's ingrained every day you go to school.
When you say ingrained in us, meaning that it's ingrained in the women?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
In the culture, in our families, in the school system, in every institution, in marriages now. We just, like, it's like putting, like, a really scared animal that's suffering in charge of everyone else.
Wow.
And they're just going nuts. And if everybody keeps saying, hey, yeah, that's okay, you're going nuts, you're allowed to have feelings, and you deserve to be happy, leave your husband, he's a loser. You know, all these things that come up in our lives like this, you know, it's like giving the keys to the two-year-old who's crying and throwing a temper fit. You know, it's like, we're just scared, we don't know what we're doing, and that's why we're all miserable, and we're trying to take our children and men down as soon as possible.
Wow.
Because we're just terrified and cowards, you know?
Yeah.
God showed me, like, or revealed something you said a month or something ago. I won't go into it, but anyway, you know, he revealed that it's the lake, or is it called the lake of cowards, that you go, you're just a coward.
Yeah.
I'm a coward.
Yeah.
You know, but when I follow after the accountability in my life, you know, that's when I'm free. So if I fall under, like my husband says, just let it go.
Right.
You know, and it's like, that's right. He's over it. And I'm like, oh, you know, and it's because you can't, like, I had experience speaking of Alzheimer's patients, and they're, you know, they are in a different reality. So it doesn't make it true, but you don't need to, like, berate them because you know they're not there.
That's right.
You know, it's like,
that's right.
It's a suffering animal. You don't make it suffer more. You don't keep correcting somebody that they don't have a baby.
Well, I'm glad about to run out of time at the bottom of this hour, but I'm glad that you explained that for me. Thank you. Call me again, all right?
Yep.
All right. God bless
Bye.
You. Bye now. Amazing. We're going to move even more calls. Folks, we don't need Muslims in our government. We don't need them in our country. We especially don't need them in our government. White people, speak up. Speak up. So we have a brand new episode of the Fallen State TV coming up today, 11 a.m. Pacific time, I think. And I interviewed a very interesting man. I have to say, I had not heard of him prior to getting ready to interview him, but I totally enjoyed talking to him. He is he was interviewed concerning the climate change, because he is a climate change denier and a self-proclaimed $50 billion man by the name of Dan Pena. And here's a trailer from that. Here's a teaser.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You have, like, what some would consider a mean, demanding personality. A lot
of that's true. I'm from East L.A. Dad was a cop, LAPD cop, and I got a lot of beating.
Do you appreciate that now?
With all my heart, I've created hundreds of thousands of jobs. When I went to high school, the teachers could hit you. Now they have safe space.
Do you feel tough?
I am tough. A lot of kids follow me because I stand for something.
Have you ever had a heartache? Are you broken?
Oh, yeah.
What did that feel like?
I felt shitty. Now that you mentioned it, I can still feel it.
Amazing. That'll be out today, around 11 a.m. Pacific time. Make sure to check it out. I totally enjoyed talking to him before and after, or at least after, during and after the interview. It was very, very, mama mia, hola, interesting. And speaking of the Fallen State, I heard this music, and I really want to thank the young man who sent us this music for the Fallen State. His name is John.
I think it's John Parfit.
John Parfit. John, thank you, man. John is kind enough and loved the show enough, love Bond enough, and love you enough out there to send us a truckload of music. And we've been using it on the Fallen State. And so, Travis is here. And Travis is one of the producers of the Fallen State. You enjoy his music?
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is, yeah. It's going to really help a lot, honestly, because YouTube's been cracking down on a bunch of stuff, so we just need a bunch of custom music. So
yeah,
it's really good.
Amazing.
Yeah,
so,
John, I really appreciate it. Everybody here really likes it.
Yeah.
Our editor is going to utilize your stuff as much as he can. So
thank you, John.
Thank you.
I really, really appreciate it.
You know, with that Dan Pena guy?
Yeah.
You were worried about bringing him on.
Because I didn't know him.
Right.
And I heard that he was an interesting guy.
Right.
But I'm glad I really am glad I did it.
I'm in there watching the episode right now just to get some timestamps ready. And
yeah.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to mention that John Music, John Parfait. Parfait.
I mean,
Parfait.
Yeah, maybe.
Music is Bright Lights. That's the name of the music on the Father State.
He sent us a Bright whole Light. Bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to use it in the credits, in the opener, in the outro, a bunch of stuff. So
Bright Lights by John, Parfitt, folks. Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, John.
Thank you, Travis. It's amazing. Kenny is out of Ohio. Kenny, get it off your chest, yeah. Sir.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You were asking about that music you played there.
The new opening.
That's your new opening. Well, it sounds like you recorded it on an amateur studio recording.
It was something that we did back in 1991, Kenny, when we first started out. And things have definitely changed since then, but this song is so nice. People of the world today must protect the family. Men of the world today must protect the family. Thank you, Kenny. Let's go to Tani. Tani, get it off your chest out of Oregon.
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
For having me.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Is it really you?
It's me, all the way.
I want to talk about your biblical question.
What are the steps to believing in Jesus?
So I want to let you know my story. I was raised Catholic, and I knew about Jesus my whole life. But I was also a child of the lie because I had gone to public school.
Yeah.
So I kind of got out of school and didn't really believe too much. I knew about the Bible, but I didn't know everything about it. So I went through my 20s and tried to do everything by myself, kind of believing that I was the only thing that could help myself. After that, you just kind of, once you realize that it's not yourself, you go through life and you suffer.
Yeah.
And there really is no other option other than to just hit rock bottom and learn for yourself that there is no other way other than God. And once you suffer enough, eventually you just cry out, like literally.
Yeah.
You're so bad that you cry out to God to finally just help me, come back to me and help me. And once you do that, God will answer. And he'll show you how to get back to Jesus, and he'll show me how to find the truth. And that's why he sent me to your YouTube channel.
Wow.
Because you're out there and you're speaking the truth. You're not trying to be anybody's leader, but you're the biggest person out there who's really speaking the truth. So I cried out to God and he sent me to you, and you're talking the truth.
Right on.
And everything that you have said, I've known in my heart, I've felt it as the truth. You don't even have to convince me. Everything you say is real.
Right on. And what's happening is, you're absolutely right, because it's God who is awakening you to that truth. When you hear me speak the words that he's given me to say, it resonates in you because they are in you as well. So he's within you, and he's waking you up to that. And I'm telling you, once you wake up, you can't go back.
That's exactly what happened, and that's why I'm here today. He sent me to you to help me to forgive my parents.
Yes.
I'm still stuck at that step. I don't know how to do it without hurting their feelings.
But you can't do anything about their feeling because all angry people are into feelings. And so the way you do it is just be honest with them, but don't try to force them to accept it. Don't hold back if they get mad or yell or scream. Just say, look, I have been resenting you for what you did. I realize you can't help yourself, and I'm sorry for resenting you for it. And if they accept it, fine. If they don't, fine. The point is God will forgive you, draw you back into the kingdom because you're going to return to your earthly father. He'll draw you back in, and you'll be fine. And you'll be able to love your parents with perfect love rather than emotional love.
Okay. And can I forgive them together? Can I talk to them at the same time?
You sure
or can. Or should I do it separately?
No, okay. You can talk to them both at the same time. Whatever opportunity to come, whether both of them together or separate. But do it. And I'm telling you, you haven't seen all of those old things you picked up along the way. The impression, whatever, would disappear. The fear would disappear and everything.
I can't wait.
Will you let me know how it goes?
I will. If I can get the courage to do it, I'm still kind of scared how to do it.
Well, the only reason you're afraid of your parents, especially your mother, is because you are angry at her and she caused you to become angry. And once she caused you to become angry, you became afraid of her. But once you go and face her and forgive her, the fear would disappear as well. And you would no longer be afraid of anyone.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
it sounds amazing. I've got to do it.
Yeah. If you want to be free, you got to go, like God, like the Bible says, go and forgive. And I will forgive you. So you got to do it if you want to be free.
And then after that, will my husband, because I've talked to my husband a little bit about it, but he says, oh, you know, you can't do that to your parents. I can't do that to my mom. Will he be able to, how can I get him to maybe realize that
it's
something that he might have to do also?
Well, once you forgive, God will forgive you, bring you back to your earthly father and back to him, through him, to him. The light will shine in you, and maybe your husband one day might see that, and he'll wake up as well, because then you will be able to be honest with your husband but not resent him.
Okay.
So, but don't worry about that at this point.
Do it first.
Yeah, do it first. And the light of God, your father, will shine in you, and your husband will see it, and hopefully one day he'll wake up.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
What part of Oregon do you live in?
I'm kind of close to Portland.
Oh, okay. I lived in Grants Pass for a while.
Yes, I heard about that. You know what's awesome about Grants Pass?
What's that?
They have an In-N-Out Burger now.
Oh yeah.
and In-N-Out Burger is a very good Christian company.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Yes.
I like those burgers. Well, make sure you let me know what's going on. You will shake in your boots, but once you deal with your parents, you will be free. And hopefully your husband won't talk you out of it. He should be leading the way for you, but he's afraid of his mother, so that's why he's not doing it. He think that what he feels for them is love when it's really anger, it's really hate.
Okay.
All right?
That's hard to see because my husband and my mother-in-law get along very well. I don't see that she did anything wrong to him during her when she raised him.
Only because he can't speak up to her and correct her when she's wrong. They only get along because he's going along with her. But if he spoke up and told her the truth about herself, all hell would break loose. So he's going along. He's going along to get along. I wish you well. Be sure to let me know, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, God bless you.
You too. Bye.
All right, amazing. Check out my book, From Rage to Responsibility, folks. I write about how I was able to overcome that anger 30 years ago. And so far, I'm free. I am free. I'm free. It's amazing. From Rage to Responsibility, you can get it at Amazon.com or anywhere. And if you want an autographed copy, go to RebuildingTheMan.com. rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND. We have T-shirts up there, too, on the Destiny Peterson site. Stop having sex out of wedlock. Beautiful, isn't it? The shirt is so nice. It feels really good to the body. The material is soft and really nice. Check that out. And every dime we get goes back to the nonprofit, what we're doing, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Phil, welcome to the show, sir. Get it off your chest.
Hi, Jesse. Yeah, I need to get it off quick because I've got the police on the way.
The police is on the way? Story.
Yeah, well, that's no big deal. My mother has dementia, and just about the sixth time they've been out here, I've been taking care of her. It's my moving back to North Carolina. It's great. It's gotten crazy. You got to put her in a home.
Oh, she has senile. She has senile dementia.
But I want to mention this real quick because these people that talk about the climate change, you know, you're going to have a climate change guy on there, and it is so easy to dispel. There's no science whatsoever about that.
Okay? Right.
And what I use is I'll walk you through it. If I have a bottle of water, okay, and I put that bottle of water in the freezer, what happens?
It freezes.
Well, what happens when it freezes?
I don't know.
It expands, correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay, well, what you have now, and then if I take it back out, it contracts. What they're trying to, one of the major tenets is they're trying to say that if these glaciers were to melt, that it would flood the earth, and when it would be just the opposite, okay? Just the same way when you put water. You know, in other words, that space that those glaciers took up would be filled with water.
That's a good point.
It's just simple science. Yeah. Anybody is observable and repeatable. People that don't have a science background, which most people don't, will just buy this. And it can be done with that simple of an experiment. But I just wanted to start off with that.
Are the people who believe in climate change, are they the same ones who believe that the earth is flat?
No, I would say more the other way around, actually.
Do you believe that the earth is flat?
I do. It says it in the Bible.
You believe the earth is flat?
I do. I do, yes.
How about the Green Deal? Do you believe in that, too?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
It's not. In fact, it's really kind of astonishing because if we lived on a ball earth, okay, then that should even make this less of an issue, the whole Green Deal.
Yeah.
Because we should have an atmosphere that continually, so I can prove that one pretty simply, actually, but I didn't want to go into that area. I'm totally against the Democrats and the Green Deal.
Oh, great. I don't
want to sound like a loon to some people.
No, you're right. I'm against that, too.
Know. Well, yeah, and vegan and all the other ridiculous, it's all one big agenda.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, it really annoyed the hell out of me yesterday was when this guy went, the woman, I guess she was from the Department of Homeland Security. She's on in front of the Congressional Committee or whatever it was.
Yeah, they had a hearing.
And this guy, I'm sorry?
Yeah, they had that hearing yesterday.
They had a hearing, and he's grilling her about these people bringing over kids and so on. And, this, so I call this so-called conservative talk show host yesterday, and I said, look, why are we even arguing about this thing? I mean, if this is an analogy of if somebody breaks into your home and they have a kid with them, what am I supposed to do now, take care of that kid?
That's right. It's amazing.
This is a human shield.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's so crazy, I can hardly stand it. It's just common sense.
It really is.
Yeah.
But what bothers me the most is these conservatives are so-called are sitting there and arguing, we got to take, why do we have to take care of them?
Yeah.
I mean, who,
that's
from
right.
When? I mean, all they're doing is encouraging everybody in the world who has a problem to now use a kid as a human shield and we'll, take
in. It's crazy. Oh, and by the way, Phil, aren't they, those cages are Obama's cages anyway, right?
Well, that's the point they're trying to make. I'm trying to say, you're right about that. But who cares?
That's right.
What are we supposed to do to them? Are we supposed to take them out to a five-star restaurant?
They didn't have a problem with it when Obama was in there doing it, but all of a sudden they have a problem when the Great White Hope is doing it because they hate the Great White Hope. That's what it is.
No matter what he does,
yeah,
they're going to complain.
That's right.
He could do it, like you said. He could do every one of their things that they wanted, and they would be against it.
Yes.
I think one guy said what he ought to do is say, hey, I'm against building the wall, and then they'd vote the wall in.
And they would. That's right. If the great white hope said, you know what, I decided that I do not want a wall, it's wrong, we're not going to put a wall up, let the people come in, the Democrats would be like, no, 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 we're going to put a wall up.
No, you can't do that. Exactly.
Phil, you're absolutely right, sir. I got to run, but thank you very much. I'm running out of time. Gilbert, it's a first-time caller out of San Francisco. Gilbert, get it off your chest, sir.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, man?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm calling you from Beta Land, San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. That's Beta Land. That's for sure.
I think I'm the only alpha up here. they say there's one more, but I haven't found him yet.
Amazing.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, man, that when you tell people to go forgive their parents, that is really something. I did that just recently. I went and forgave my mother. You know, I went and told her. I couldn't believe how nervous I was when I was talking to her, you know.
Yeah, most people are afraid of them.
She's like an 89-year-old woman, and I'm like, I'm nervous, and I had to tell her, you know, I forgive you for things that went on here. She's like, well, what are you forgiving me for? I go, well, you know, the things that went on here, and, you know, I realized that really a lot of it, you know, wasn't your fault, and I just want to tell you I forgive you, and I'm letting it all go. It was just the weirdest experience, man. You're absolutely right.
How old are you now?
Absolutely is a thing to do.
Yes, it is, man. Most people don't want to do it. Men and women don't want to do that because they're afraid of their mothers.
Yeah. And I thought I'd forgiven her. I thought everything was good. You know, my father died about 10 years ago, and I wish I had heard this show.
Yeah.
I would have been right there with him too. But I mean, I let everything go. I was taking care of him before he died and everything. I really loved him.
Well, most men and women don't hate their fathers; they hate their mothers. But the mothers,
they don't even know it. I didn't even really realize I had this animosity toward her until I did it. I was like, "Well, yeah, this is weird." I just thought it was the strangest thing. And I just want to tell you, I really appreciate your show and everything you say is right on, man. I agree with everything you say.
Right on. How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 56.
Right on, man. You're gonna fly like a bird now. You have not seen.
That's what my wife. That's what my wife says. She says, you know, you're so calm now, and you don't trip on nothing. That she finds it weird, but she likes it.
Yes,
she really likes it. So
absolutely.
It's amazing.
I want to tell you real fast that I'm going to be speaking in San Francisco on April 18th.
Make sure
you're on our email list. So when we send out the email blast for that area, if you're able to come, I would love for you to come and hear it and meet you in person as well.
Yeah. Where's the address? What's the address of the place you're speaking at?
I'm not sure yet, but hold on. I'm going to give you to James, and he'll take your address. I mean, he'll take your email, and we'll send you the information. All right?
Thank you. Awesome. Jesse, God bless you and have a wonderful weekend, Jesse.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You too, Gilbert. I appreciate you, man. It's amazing. Mark is a first-time caller out of Texas. Mark, get it off your chest, sir. Mark?
How's it going, Jesse? I just wanted to let you know that I believe what you say about reconnecting with your father and forgiving your mother is very, very true. And I have a little bit of an anecdote to share with you, if you humor me.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, my father had issues with his father, and I had issues with my father, with both my parents. In fact, it's been like kind of rough for a few generations in the family, if you will.
Yes.
And so my dad, before his father passed, he went to make peace with him, essentially, and when he did, he sort of straightened up. There were things going on in his life, and as he did that, I saw that. And reconnected with him, forgave my mother, as you say to do, forgive my father and reconnect with him. And I can tell you, it's been about a year now, maybe even two. And it's just been getting better and better. I've been getting my life on track. We have, the best relationship you could hope for.
Yes.
And so I wanted to thank you.
You're welcome. And Mark, it's going to get better and better. Your life is, now that you have awakened, your life is going to be amazing. God is blessing you in ways that you don't even imagine yet. So you haven't seen anything, but you're absolutely welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, you too, buddy. I appreciate that. Let's go to Quentin out of Maryland. Quentin, get it off your chest real fast.
Hey, good morning. Look,
she'd call you Sam, because you don't, to call you Uncle Tom would give you too much credit.
That's right.
I'll just call you Sam.
That's right.
So we both understand. But anyway, I still think you're in that fallen state a little bit, because Wednesday you told a young man on the phone that it was okay to lie.
There's a time to lie and a time to tell the truth. Do you disagree?
So you being a reverend, if you're a reverend, how
do you disagree?
I mean, who are you called by if you're following God, and God is a perfection, and you said you are no longer a sinner, you're in a perfect state now.
Because of time, do you disagree that there is a time to lie?
I totally disagree.
You totally disagree. So if...
Because you shouldn't lie.
So if the Taliban is chasing your daughter, your son or daughter down the road, your son or daughter run into the house and hide under the bed and say, Daddy, Daddy, they're trying to kill me. And the Taliban break in and say, where's your daughter? I mean, your son, we're trying to kill him. Will you tell them they're under the bed?
Well, there's no guarantee, so...
Will you tell them they're under the bed? Quentin, would you say,
I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't have to say anything.
Quentin, would you say my son is under the bed? Go get him?
I wouldn't say anything.
Right. Thank you, Quentin. You don't know that. You're lying, first of all. I have some very interesting news coming up for you. Omar, that woman, Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman, hate Christians and hate Jews. And it's apparent now to everybody. And I said it from day one. I couldn't believe they elected this woman into Congress. Two of those Muslim people. And one is a Palestinian. And now the whites in Congress and Republicans are afraid to denounce her. I have that coming up for you. And then, thank God, there's a man in Alabama who is standing up for the unborn children and for fathers. That coming up for you. But I got to go back to Sweet Home Alabama. I got to go back to Earl. They're asking in chat if Jesse is singing the intro song. I'm not. It sounds like me, huh? No, but it's not me. It's Jeff. And Jeff was one of my first board of directors when I first started Bond. And the first board that I built, Jeff Spann was on that board, and he wrote and sang that song. Thank you, Jeff. He black. Let me go quickly back to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, go ahead. Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I was responding to Joel, that when he started cracking on folks, he opens himself up for folks to crack on him. For instance, I wouldn't say this, but some might say opening up a jam studio might be a beta move. Say, what are you going to do? Borrow one of his dancers' outfit, a tutu and his slippers, prance around the stage doing pirouettes?
How old are you
next? Open up a nail salon?
How old are you, Earl?
I'm as old as you.
How old is that?
I think you're hard of hearing because you ask me the same thing all the time.
How old are you?
But, Jesse.
How old are you, Earl?
I have a biblical question for you.
No, I'm going to let Joel respond to that, and then you can answer the biblical
question. I'll respond to your question as soon as you respond to my question. Is you and T sisters and Satan or lesbians? Which one?
Tell them to speak up. We had a bad connection. Tell them to speak up. I can't hear them.
Are you and T sisters or are you and T lesbians? Or lesbians? Which one?
That's why I need to. Do you cross dress when you're dancing?
Answer my question first and then I answer your question.
Do you dance in here? You need to put the pom poms down.
All right. Hey, let's move forward here.
Chief, and get a real job.
Earl, you wanted to answer the biblical question. What are the steps to believing in Jesus, you say?
Jesse, when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and showing humbleness and humility, do you think Jesus was a beta man?
Earl, what are the steps to believing in Jesus? You say you want to answer the biblical question. Go ahead.
That's not my question.
All right, I got to run, Earl. Bad people don't communicate well at all. I asked him where he going. He'd tell me where he been. And he called in and said he wanted to answer the biblical question. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Robbie is a first-time caller out of South Carolina. Robbie, get it off your chest.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Robbie. How are you?
I guess the creek didn't rise too much. You said if God was willing, the creek didn't rise. You're going to be back today.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you made it.
Yes. Thank you, buddy.
I just wanted to tell you that down here in South Carolina, the black people, they're going crazy.
The world gone crazy.
Down here at the beach where the bike week, people be closing down the businesses.
The people are closing down their businesses because of the blacks being there?
Yep.
And what are the blacks doing in that area that will cause them to close, other people to close their businesses?
Just riding motorcycles, you know, up and down and stealing out of businesses and stuff like that.
And I noticed that I have not seen that on national news. And it's unfortunate now that the people in this country are covering up white people bad behavior. I mean, black people bad behavior. If white people were doing that, it would be all over the news.
That is true, buddy.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. That's why we got to wake up, stand up, speak up before it's too late.
And, you know, people don't have the common sense it takes to realize that all you're doing is trying to help everybody.
Yeah.
Mainly black people.
Yep. Well, I have to tell you, Robbie, there are men and women in this country and around the world of all races who are waking up, and I'm hearing from them. Last night, Ms. Ford was mind-blowing to me. We had all races in there, and it was just absolutely a blessing, a gift from God to see the men that he's drawing back unto him. So hold on, have faith, it's going to change. Because when men wake up, they become the light of the world and salt of the earth again. There's nothing on earth that can stop them from bringing the women and children back into their right state of being. And that's what's wrong with most black people, that the fathers have become women, and they have lost. They've fallen away from what is right, and they're an emotional wreck. So you don't really have the power of the man guiding the women and children in the right way. But they're starting to wake up. There are a few starting to wake up.
I've always felt the way you feel. You know, I've watched a lot of your shows on YouTube, and I've always felt the way you feel, but, you know, I didn't know that there was, you know, so many people that believe the way you feel. You know, just had just simple common sense.
And I was surprised. I am surprised too, but I'm grateful that so many people are waking up. And so if you're a common sense type of person and you're waking up, you need to wake up and speak up anyway, even if you do have to stand alone, because God is not into the number thing. He's into what's right. And so when you speak up and have no anger in your heart, He's with you, and you won't have to worry about a thing.